is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 557 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with a wonderful, fun-loving panel of business members and artists on the forthcoming Art Walk. We had our conversation via virtual conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Chris Tobu was paired with Melanie Hamblin of Agway. Walter Spencer, the artist, was paired with Rockland Truss and Laurel Katsaros. The four of them talk about that partnership, that collaboration, bringing art into the business and using the business to showcase art. It's really a fun conversation. I hope you enjoy it as we listen to it. As part of the upcoming Art Walk scheduled for June 11, 12, and 13 here in downtown Franklin in the nearby areas. The events will take place on the Town Common at the Black Box and the Historical Museum. Check out the town page for further updates. Our thanks to the Franklin Cultural District, the Franklin Cultural Council, the Mass Cultural Council, who provided a grant, the Franklin Downtown Partnership, the Franklin Art Association, the Franklin Public Library. Did we miss someone? I hope not. There are a lot collaborating on this wonderful event. The recording itself runs about 25 minutes, so let's listen to our conversation.
It was like a custom weaving together of, you know, of what the customer might need. You know, it was like Michelangelo, you know, working with the Pope.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR.FM anywhere on the internet, and 102.9 in the local Franklin area dial. Today we're having, we will be having a wonderful conversation around art and business, featuring leading up to the Art Walk scheduled for Franklin, June 11, 12, and 13. So rather than me introducing, why don't we just go around and share your name and relationship in this, and then we can get into the discussion of the details around this as well. Chris, why don't you start, and then Melanie?
Sure. Okay, my name is Christine Blue Lamb Tubeau. And I was paired with Agway, and I got my work and brought it down to Melanie. And we have a little story to tell about what happened with the work after that. It's just a little funny. But, you know, she, as of right now, she has not seen the work that's going to be hanging in the actual store behind the cash register area, the main desk, but I'll let her introduce herself, and then maybe we can quickly just tell you a tiny bit about what happened with the artwork.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We'll go the round, and then we'll get into the details.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Melanie.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for inviting me here, Steve. I'm Melanie Hamblin. I'm the owner of the Franklin Agway, and I just wanted to be a part of this art walk. I've always, you know, even though my background is science and I do like farming kind of things, I feel like we still need art in our lives, and it's very important to have a quality life. And I love public art whenever I go anywhere. And so whenever there's a chance to do anything like this, I jump on the bandwagon because it's just so much fun.
Good. Thanks for jumping on. And we'll continue the bandwagon round with that kind of theme. Laurel and Walter.
Okay, I'll go first. It was, you know, since we've all been locked down, it's been difficult to display our art other than virtue. So this is really exciting to be able to have our art out in the public where we can see each other's art in the Art Association as well. And waiting to find out which business we were paired with was sort of like match day at medical school, I think, and where you're going. And Rockland Trust has been a wonderful supporter of the arts and the Franklin Art Association in particular. So I was thrilled to be able to work with Laurel and Rockland Trust in getting this done. So we've, you know, been communicating back and forth about how it's going to go and what to put up. So I'm really looking forward to this, and it'll be great to get out and wander around again. So,
indeed. And Laurel.
Good morning. My name is Laurel Katsaros. I'm the Vice President and Branch Manager of Retail Banking here at Franklin Main Street Rockland Trust. And we're just thrilled to be able to provide space at the Franklin Main Street team for the local artists to display their work. Walter is a very exciting artist, and I can't wait to have all of his artwork publicly displayed in my lobby for all of the Franklin residents to come down and check it out.
Good. Excellent. So we've got Agway and Rockland Trust, and we've got two artists. So let's go back to the Agway piece, and you're already jumping at trying to tell the story. So let's share the story so that people can listen. And then when they come to that weekend, they're going to have to hold their horses until then.
That's right. I'll let Chris.
12th and 13th.
Well, see, Melanie said I could go and tell the story. So I'll sort of tell it quickly, and then she can augment it. Basically, I brought the pieces down to show her, because they were finished, and to show her what I envisioned where in her store. And as it became clear, I realized that there were questions we both had that I did not have answers to. This was pretty early on. I didn't know whether the kids that were looking for the scavenger hunt, and we haven't really talked about what that's about, but the Franklin Children's Library is directing this wonderful idea of having different habitats, different books being read with the habitats mentioned. And they are then for about a month looking around Franklin to finding different animals. It's like a zoo scavenger hunt. And they're finding the animals that are perhaps mentioned in the books that they're reading with the different habitats. And there's maybe from about a dozen to maybe 15 different possible habitats going on. So there's going to be animals, and they are in the paintings. So these kids are going to have to, you know, be very observant and very smart and look for them. There's also going to be QR code bars next to these works, and they're going to be able to photograph them and sort of prove to other people that they found their animals, and they know who the artists are and they know where they were. So I brought two of my works in, and I showed Melanie, and that I'm going to leave it to Melanie. She had a reaction.
So the pieces of art are beautiful, and I was really excited about it. And I showed the people that, you know, our staff that work for us, and we're looking at them, and we're like really excited about it. And then we're trying to figure out where to hang them, you know, because as you know, we don't have big windows.
Other than the entry doors, you really don't have windows, do you?
No, we have two very small windows.
There was a little boy there.
Yeah. Oh, right. And when there's kids there, I always try to engage them. They love Rosie, you know. Sure. And then I like, look at this picture.
and the picture was of lizards. Yeah. So that's, you know, big lizards, and his mouth is open and everything. And this little boy loved it. So I was like, this is great. And then we started thinking about, now, what if you're closed? How are the kids going to see this artwork? And this was when the question started that Melanie and I didn't know the answer to. So as you can see, we kind of left it this way. I brought the artwork home and I thought, well, we'll figure it out, you know, this type of thing. But I could kind of quickly jump in and sort of say, I had to call her back and say, you know, I can't put that artwork there, because the kids are supposed to be able to walk by the stores, look in the windows and find their animals.
Right.
It's a scavenger hunt. And, you know, whether you're closed or open, they should be able to do that. I should have known that, but I didn't. So I had to disappoint her, and no lizards. So I did want to show her today, though. I made two other paintings, especially for Agway.
This is wonderful, right?
So we couldn't
have those paintings, so Chris has designed others, I guess, for us to to put up that will not be in the scavenger hunt.
No, right. No, they're not animals. These are just the fine art that I do. And what I do is I collaborate with my daughter. My daughter does these wonderful acrylic pours, and they're very abstract in the background. And they're things like, I know nobody is seeing this, but I can tell them. They're upside down. This is upside down. They're acrylic pours. They do all sorts of things. And what I do is I then turn them into something. Can you see that?
Yeah. Well, the listeners won't be able to see that, but we can enjoy that.
Yeah. And it's really an amazing process. And you can just stare at them, these paintings, and see all sorts of things in them. But Chris actually sees them too, and then paints stuff in it. So it's like, you got to see them to understand. Mm-hmm.
Right. And what I try to do my best to make them, you know, to make a painting that somebody will want and look at again and again. The lizard one was a lot of fun. That wasn't something I had to worry about, you know, someone's living room art very much. But this one is something I thought Melanie hopefully would like. And it's about a desert, but you can see the background. It's just convoluted. The light isn't holding it, but I turned it into a desert.
Okay. That's good. So we have some
and a cactus, and it's got a skull, you know, a steep skull.
It'll be interesting having a desert picture behind your store counter, because effectively you're providing a lot of things to grow, so we're not in a desert.
Right. You can talk about gardening.
Yeah, it's got, you know, you still garden in the desert, right?
That's and true.
There's still plants there.
And the same, and moving that background, so they have to do that. And then this is another one with the dark background.
And all flowers. Mm. Lily, well, maybe we shouldn't tell anybody. We'll just have to have them really want to come see them.
Edit that piece, because when you're talking about the scavenger hunt, we don't want to reveal where the pieces are. Well, and now we know they're not there.
Well, that's one of the things, Steve, is that little boy who loved that painting is going to think it's at the Agway, and it's not going to be at the Agway. So he's going to have to work really hard to find it.
Yeah, he'll have to find it now. Yeah. And the florals there, I think, are dark backgrounds with lighter florals. And I was hoping they would look good up on your wall. So I planned them to sort of look similar when they're hanging together.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Melanie, thank you.
See how much fun this is?
I hope people are listening and having fun too, because this is wild. I can't wait to start going through the walk and seeing everything that's going to be there. And especially
it was like a custom weaving together of, you know, of what the customer might need. You know, it was like Michelangelo, you know, working with the Pope. What do I need?
I was just like, just whatever you think should go there. That's what I said.
Right.
And Laurel and Walter, similar electronic conversation, maybe just around the kind of art and the placement. From what I recall, having walked into the lobby, you're gonna have plenty of lighted space. That's for sure.
Oh, sure. And when we talked about displaying the art for the scavenger hunt, which, you know, as Chris mentioned, needs to be visible when the stores or the businesses are not open. So next door is the Annex building, which coincidentally was the last place that the Franklin Art Association had a show before the pandemic. And it's a wonderful place. So I had chosen farm animals as a theme, and I had picked a particular animal. And then when I realized that there were three windows there, I thought, well, kids are going to be looking for things. Why not, you know, put a few other animals in here? So I got out my pinks and whatnot and said, tried a couple of other things. So I hope they enjoy finding these things. It was fun for me to do it. I've never done some of these things before. The last animal I painted was a portrait of my granddaughter's cat. So this was a little bit different, but it's fun. And you know, Laurel is graciously allowing us to put a few works inside the bank lobby as well, which is just that's wonderful. Nice. Yeah. So I just can't think of a better place. When I was young, my art teacher used to have some of her art displayed in a bank from time to time. So this is hearkening back to, 60 years ago to me. So it's just, I'm just delighted. I'm thrilled to be able to do it. Laurel's been so wonderful about, go ahead, pick what you want to do and put it in. So it's, thank you. It's wonderful. And this is, by the way, is the 50th anniversary of the Franklin Art Association. So this is more special. Mm-hmm. The association has been around for 50 years. I haven't been around that long. I've only been a member for about 3 years. But, anybody who's interested in art is welcome to come to our meetings. Hopefully, we'll be starting them up again in the fall in person. And you can see demonstrations of different kinds of artwork and converse with other folks. And actually, it's very encouraging. I've learned a lot just by attending some of the meetings. So there's this sort of network of artists and people who support the arts and businesses. And art is everywhere too. I mean, everybody has a logo and designs and stuff. So, but it's really looking forward to it, Laurel. Thank you very much to you and Rockland Trust for sponsoring us.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. I personally enjoy the arts myself. And like Melanie said, whenever we travel, one of the things that we like to do is go to art museums, find local culture. So it's something that I am passionate about. And I think it's wonderful to be able to weave into the community both, yes, we are a financial institution and we take that very seriously, but we also support our communities. And being able to highlight an artist such as yourself is amazing. So it's twofold. It's being able to bring customers into the lobby to showcase some of the works of the various artists, and then to be able to showcase and participate in the art walk through the downtown. I think we don't have quite the story that Melanie and her artist had, but I would say that we have had some fun trying to fill space in those three wonderful windows. And the windows are very vast. And so I appreciate, trying to go back and forth with you and how we would make your artwork stand out so that it has and represents the beauty that it deserves. That building is a very fun building on Main Street. Mm-hmm. It's a building that many residents walk by and say, oh, I wish I could put a coffee shop there, or I wish I could put an art gallery there, or I wish I could put a restaurant there. So that building is a special building. And I think having your artwork displayed in those three windows is going to be really amazing. And we're so happy to be able to participate and look forward to the success of the art walk. So, I know that when we first spoke, you had a piece. And then after looking at the opportunity, I was so pleased that we were able to create another two pieces to highlight. So thank you for the extra support there and being able to obviously put something together so beautifully. I think that the residents of Franklin are going to love it.
Yeah, from my point of view, those who may not be familiar, and clearly I think most folks, if they've walked down Main Street, they've seen this kind of like little building next to the store. What is it? There's also a couple of murals on the side that got installed a little bit ago. Sure. So that's a goodness piece. And I know you're also helping to support another local organization across the parking lot with the Franklin Food Pantry through your generosity with the use of that building for the food pantry. So all goodness.
All good. And I think it just really stems back to being an active member in the community and enjoying all that the town has to offer. And the arts are just something that really helps people open their mind. And it's amazing. I think that people should be, especially coming out of the pandemic, yes. I think this is going to be just a nice awakening. I think this is a beautiful time of year to stroll and to see some beautiful artwork and to see talent that we have right within our own community. So I think the timing is amazing. The art walk itself is going to represent very well, and it's going to bring a lot of smiles to our community. So I'm very thankful to participate in this.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to it. Clearly the pandemic has had some tough times. There's been a lot of bright spots here and there, but it's been tough times across the board. So to get this gradual reopening, awakening of the arts, walking around, getting to see it, getting people back into businesses. It is perfect timing. All we need is great weather. So we'll all just have to wait and see what's going to happen that weekend. But
right. I think if you go downtown in downtown Franklin, right next to the building that Laurel's talking about, the Franklin School of Performing Arts, they have in their window right now, it's "If we don't dance or sing, what are we?" Mm-hmm. And I see that every day. And I think, yeah. And it's also visual art, right?
Right.
And if we don't have art in our lives, what is life, right?
Right.
And I just love the idea of people walking around trying to find these paintings and getting the kids involved. I mean, that's really good, right? We got to get the kids when they're young to really enjoy.
Absolutely.
Get them when they're young, right? To really enjoy art and to actually see it, right? Not just to run by it, but to actually see it.
That's right.
And there's an untapped creativity with children that's, you know, unbridled. They just, as John Lennon said, every child's an artist until they're told they're not an artist. So there's this natural creativity that's encouraging, and they can see this, that you know, people are doing this. And for my own part, I have four children, and they're all involved in the arts in some way or other. And you know, they could sort of inspire me too to get back into painting after many years of being away from it. So. And now I don't have to worry about them getting into the paints when I'm not.
I think one of
at
the
least
things
not that, in that way.
Yes.
One of the things
in the good way.
Sorry. One of the things that Laurel mentioned was that there are so many artists in Franklin, right?
Yes.
In our community, that and to highlight this, to say, people, look, these people live with us. Right. Like they're here, they're our neighbors, and it's just amazing. We should celebrate that.
Yeah. Arts are happening here all around. And that's one of the things that I enjoy. Part of doing my role is, you know, finding out, getting to know the Chris's, the Walters, all the other artists of the different formats. And there's so many, whether it's musical arts, culinary arts, visual arts, dance arts. I mean, the list is continuous. So yeah, the Franklin Art Association meets monthly on Wednesdays virtually, and then hopefully in person still at the Senior Center, I believe, when that reopens, which it's gradually starting to do. The Cultural District, I've been part of the Cultural Festival for the 3 years in advance of the Cultural District getting formed. So the Cultural District is coordinating this art walk with a bunch of other organizations. So certainly we've mentioned the library with the children's program and the scavenger hunt. So it's a collaboration effort. There'll be continued info being released through the town, the cultural district, the art association, Franklin Matters, Franklin Radio and TV will certainly help. So you'll be able to participate on that Friday, June 11, Saturday, June 12, and Sunday, June 13. There's a variety of events going on.
The artwork is going to be up, we're hoping, through June. And we're hoping that if kids are on vacation, they'll be able to jump in throughout June and see this work. And adults too, there are fine artworks also being presented. It's not just the scavenger hunt, the fine art is also being presented on easels throughout in many of the storefronts. There's at least 15 stores being acknowledged and being participants. So that was wonderful that the stores came forward and agreed to be, you know, partners in this.
Sure.
And we're hoping that it will go into perhaps early July. So that would be really great.
And one of the members of the Art Association, Susan Plume, is going to be doing a live art demonstration on Saturday afternoon from 12 to 4 at 67 Degrees Brewing, which is on Grove Street, a little removed from downtown, but that's and there's also going to be music. And I mean, this is what's exciting about this. There's art and there's music and there's all sorts of things going on.
And refreshments.
Personally, I'm looking in refreshments. Oh yes, the food.
Yeah. Food and beer. It's what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. And if somebody wants to make beer, Melanie, I think you still do beer making supplies as well.
Actually, we don't carry that anymore. Oh. Sorry.
We'll take that out.
But we do have a few brew. We have we do have 67 here in town.
Yes.
But we also have an aspiring brewery, As-Built.
As-Built. Yep.
They make quite nice liquid
refreshments. Also liquid in the refreshments. Beer world, right.
Yes.
La Cantina, mention, does wine, and now they're also expanding into beer.
That's right.
Then Glen Farmer, which is a restaurant / distillery, great cocktails. So we've got the spectrum right here in Franklin.
Wow. we're getting there.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, thank you all for participating in this discussion. Hopefully people have gotten enough of a tease. They'll be able to come out and you'll be able to get to see them individually as they come to explore and other parts of Franklin during that hour.
Yes. Thank you for having us here. And I'm looking forward to it. It's just so much fun. Like, we're having fun just talking about it. Imagine what it's going to be like when we actually get to go see everything
in person.
We can get outside. Yeah. Yes. It's going to be such a catharsis. It's going to be great.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.